Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God's blessings to you. We truly thank and praise God for scars, severely cut and recovered strong. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio on tonight. I am your host, Pastor Rose, bringing it to you from Atlanta, Georgia. We thank God for being in our presence today and allowing us another opportunity to share with you on tonight. We thank God. We've been having a wonderful time sharing the word of God, sharing just issues. That's what Scars is all about, opening up and talking about things that you normally wouldn't talk about. And so we thank and praise God for those that are connected with us on the line on tonight. As you continue to come in, open up your ears that you may hear, open up your heart that you may receive. On tonight, we've been dealing with this pandemic crisis known as the coronavirus, amen, COVID-19. And in spite of what's going around, we have escalated from a pandemic to another pandemic called racism, which was and has always been here, but you know, we have been reduced to riots again. Here we are rioting and looting, and all these things are going on all around us. And we talked about it last week. We talked about battling depression. And it's just so much going on in the earthly realm, so much going on in the atmosphere. If you do not have a solid foundation built upon Jesus Christ, it would be very impossible for you to stand the test of times, because testing time is here. Amen. It's sickness going on in the atmosphere. You have this pandemic, COVID-19 going on. You have rioting. You have, in the midst of that, unemployment rates have gone skyrocketed. You have our frontline people, the nurses, the doctors, the firefighters, the officers, you have frontline soldiers, we have family, that are considered essential workers in hospitals. We have people that have died and went on. It's just so much doom and gloom in the atmosphere, if you please. So much doom and gloom in the atmosphere. And so, even in the midst of all of that, I can truly say, because it has affected me, it has affected my family as well, and I could truly say that the hand of God is still in the midst. Don't ever get it twisted that because of the many challenges and the many obstacles that we see and we are seeing, amen, that God's hand is not still upon us. Amen. So many people are quoting social media, Facebook, Instagram. They're quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land, forgive their sins and heal the land. And that's good. That's the word of God. But do we really know what that scripture means? God, yes, does reign on the just as well as the unjust, but you better believe, amen, that if you take care of God, God will take care of you. If you got God, he got you. Amen. And so we've been dealing with, last week we talked about battling depression, in which we know depression comes from the ruling spirit, the strong man of heaviness, the spirit of heaviness. That's where depression comes from, doom and gloom, sadness, moodiness. What else? We have suicidal tendencies, suicidal thoughts, motives. We talked about clinical depression. Amen. There are people that are on medicine for depression. Amen. But depression is a characteristic of the spirit of heaviness. And I can honestly say I know exactly what depression is. I know what depression does, because I, too, faced and battled depression in my life, wanting to give up, All hope is gone, feeling hopeless, feeling like no one cares, feeling like you have no family around, feeling alone, feeling lonely. Amen. Glory to God. And it's not a good place to be in. It's not a good position to be in. But I thank God, like I said on last week, it's so easy for people to say, oh, have faith in God. Oh, you shouldn't be depressed because, have faith in God. And but what about the person that's dealing with depression who does not have a relationship with God? You know, telling them to have faith in a person that they don't believe in, they don't know, it would be kind of crazy. So the best thing that I can tell or converse with a person that is dealing with depression is to admonish them to begin a relationship with God. That's foremost. But then at the same time, I can also tell them my testimony of how I dealt with and how I battled depression so many times. Amen. Depression because of a failed marriage. Depression because of a failed relationship. Depression because nobody knows the trouble you see. Depression being molested by family members. Depression having no father. Depression maybe having no mother. Depression having no friends. Depression being bullied in school. Depression because, you know, everything you do, it doesn't seem like it works. It comes to naught. So there are various reasons as to why people go through depression. Again, depression is a fruit. It is an attribute of the ruling spirit or stronghold named heaviness. And you can find that, I believe, in Isaiah 60, the 61st chapter, that the Lord said he would give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So when there's mourning, when there's doom and gloom, you better believe that there is, that's a sign that the spirit of heaviness rests in your life. You have people that are depressed, don't like sunshine. I was one of them. I can talk about it freely. Amen. Did not like a light to come in my room from the outside, opening up the blinds. You know, people open up the blinds to catch some sunlight. No, I didn't want no light coming in there. I just wanted some room darkness and close the blinds, close the shades, put the shades down. I'm all right. And it's one thing, you know, when you're dealing with that spirit of depression, or spirit of heaviness, I should say, amen, it is very rough. It is very hard because, you know, so many people, unless you battled something, it's like being pregnant. You know, people say, oh, girl, I know what you feel. No, you don't know what I feel because you never had a baby before. Oh, you lost your mom. I'm so sorry. I could only imagine. You can only imagine because you never lost your mom. Your mom is still here. So I believe truly that we do overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You know, our testimony is effective. Our testimony is strong if we've been through something called experience. Then you can tell someone else, listen, I know what you feel about, you know, depression. And, you know, I know, husband, I know you thought it was your fault. And wife, I'm speaking to you. I know you thought it was your fault, but it's that ruling spirit in between called heaviness. Amen. And with heaviness, it comes a lot. You know, it makes you sad and start crying and don't even know why you're crying. You want to go on the corner. You want to sit in all day. And, you know, you'll come out to eat every now and then. Listen, depression is real. Depression is very much real. And so last week we tackled battling with the spirit of heaviness, you know, because with heaviness comes suppression. It comes regression. It comes depression. It comes that. So, you know, we battling, you know, people say, well, I'm battling depression. But you know, I say we're battling the spirit of heaviness because depression derives from, it comes from, spiritually speaking, it comes from that spirit of heaviness. That's a very strong, strong man. That's a very strong, strong hole. Amen. A person, we talked about depression, wherein people, they lost their jobs, they're unemployed. And so when you're unemployed, how can you make ends meet? You know, mom always told me, you know, whatever you do, make sure you pay your rent. Amen. Your water and your light, your gas, you know, you could always get you some tap lights and some water jugs, but your rent, you know, that's your house, that's your roof. Amen. And you don't want to get in trouble, you know, as far as having your roof on. So a lot of times, as we spoke last week about depression, we talked about self-inflicted depression. A lot of people, I was one, amen, honestly, I was one. We self-inflict ourselves with depression. We bring depression to our table. Well, why she say we cause that on ourselves? Because, well, let me just speak on my part. Amen. There are some things in life that the Lord allowed, praise God, and there are some things that I caused on myself. Amen. Amen. So a lot of times we cause certain things, certain attributes we cause on ourselves, and then it causes us to shipwreck. It causes us to get doom and gloomy, you know, sad and forsaken and things of that nature. So I only can imagine being affected during COVID-19, how, you know, people are unemployed, they don't have any jobs, you know, they can't meet their bills, they can't meet their obligations on a monthly or daily basis or whatever case, and that can cause depression as well. Now, even in that same situation, you know, I talk to people often in my community, and I gotta say, you know, it's sad to me. It's sad simply because we want to self-inflict ourselves and then justify it with an agency or some resources and say, oh, COVID-19, you know, can you all give me a break, you know, due to COVID-19. COVID-19 is not an excuse. It's not a free ticket for you to do something or to try to get something as a result of your negligence of paying your bills. Amen. Housetop. Amen. Oh, they ain't doing no evictions, and then they're not, you know, they're not doing no evictions through the court. That's not a free ticket to say you're not going to pay your rent. Amen. Because what you're doing is you're piling bills upon bills upon bills, and I don't know if anybody heard lately, but eventually these courts are going to open back up. And then you're going to find yourself more depressed because you're not just 1 month behind, but you're now 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months behind in your rental obligations. So do I tell people just pay your rent if you're able? There are some people attached to this line and maybe attached to this broadcast tonight that you simply are not able because your job, you were solely dependent on your job to get you over as far as your obligations and bills were a month. But there are others who always look for something, look for something for nothing, nothing for something. They look for people to give them things, and they have the money to pay them. I ain't going to get all my money. I'm true. Okay, they ain't going to get all my money. Well, listen, that's not being a good steward over what God allowed you to have. Me and my daughter got into a conversation one time, and I told her, I said, listen, I said, you know, people are going to Walmart and, you know, they're buying up the people TVs and all this other kind of stuff. They're, well, Ma, if that's what they want to do with their stimulus check, you can't stop. Listen, I'm not trying to stop them. I'm trying to use wisdom. But the thing is, you have to have wisdom for yourself. My mom used to tell me you can't save the world. Listen, you can't stop your sister. You can't stop your brother. You can't stop your child. You can't stop your Auntie Nam, Uncle Bobo Nam, and Bon Quisha. You can't stop them people from doing what they want to do with their money. However, what you can stop is the same check that they got same check that you got is the same one that they got. And if they want to be, you know, high and mighty or whatever they want to call it and go out there and squander up everything on materialistic things that's not going to bring them income again, then so be it. But that same person be knocking on your door, oh, I'm hungry, and oh, could you loan me? I've never seen people that get so upset with you when you don't loan them no money. I don't get that. I just don't understand it. How can you be upset because I won't give you my money? First of all, I work hard. I work two jobs. Wait a minute. Hold up, roll up. Listen, you cannot get upset with someone because they refuse to give you because you chose to be a bad steward over what God allowed you to have. Now you upset because your sister won't give you no money or your brother won't loan you no dollars. The devil is a liar. Amen. We have to pray. I had to pray the same prayer. God, help me to be a good steward. You know, I would chinch. I'd chinch in a minute because you're bad enough you don't have all the money for the bill, whatever the bill may be. So you know how we do women. You know, let me just put $50 over here on this light bill. You know, light bill $200, but you know, you just want to chinch a little bit. You got that chinching thing going on. Well, I'm just gonna put $50 here, and I'm put $40 over here, and I'm then give this one over here $35. Shut their mouth up a little bit. So you know, we gotta learn how to how to bob and weave a little bit. You know, but at the end of the day, if you get unexpected funds that you were not even expecting to get, funds that did not have to drop the way they did, amen, do right by it. Pay your bills first, and then, amen, whatever you want to spend on yourself, I work hard. I ain't paying nothing. Then you start calling the bill collector all kind of names. Father, help us, Jesus, to die on this line. Hey, man, you saw everybody's this and everybody's that. Them crackers ain't getting it. Them niggas ain't getting nothing. I'm finna go get my hair done. I'm finna go get my nails, my feet. Child, look, my feet, look here. The crust so thick up under my feet, I could put Pizza Hut and Papa John's out of business. I'm finna get, listen here. And nobody finna get no money. I'm finna do me. Finna handle me. Okay. Finna do you. And finna handle you. Amen. Glory to God. You go right ahead on. Amen. And it'll be just your stuff laying out there on the grass. Glory to God. Amen. They got there on the grass because they don't put you out. I ain't know. Girl, when the course over. I ain't get the letter on. Girl, I've been out of town. I was in Bermuda. I told you, look out for the note on my door. I told you to call me. I told you to text me. I told you to inbox me. I told you to DM me. I told you let me know when the court open again because I was all the way on the other side of the world. The devil is a lie. But sadly mistaken, there are people that are going to face that. And then it's going to be more depressing because now you're not going to have a place to live. Why? Because you chose to be not to be a good steward over what God allowed you to have. So you have different types of depression. You know, there's depression that is self-inflicted. We cause certain things we cause on ourselves. A lot of times, and I could speak from experience, a lot of times in my life when I did experience depression, it was because I may have done something that I was not supposed to do. Amen. I walked out of the counsel of the Lord. I walked out of disobedience. I walked out of obedience. Amen. I was disobedient. Listen, disobedience, all disobedience is sin. That's the Bible. Amen. And when we disobey God and we walk out of the realm of God's righteousness and holiness, it will cause us to be depressed. Amen. Why? Because there is conviction there. Anytime you do stuff, amen, you say stuff, you do stuff, and it don't cause no conviction on the inside, amen, you need to check yourself or you wreck out. Amen. Glory to God. If you do things and, you know, you're sorry, you're godly sorry you did them, or you repent for doing them and you're trying, amen, to walk in the obedience of Christ, amen, that's a different story. Amen. Glory to God. So a lot of times we cause things on ourselves. And so that leads me to tonight's episode called The Monkey in the Middle. Amen. Glory to God. It's something about that middle. It's just something about the middle part of your situation. Amen. And we're going to talk, Last week I said that we were going to talk about this woman, and I really pray that you all are encouraged after this episode. I pray that you're encouraged in the faith. I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, we just thank you for those that are on the line tonight. Thank you for those who are listening by way of social media, by way of calling or dialing in, by any means necessary. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you would touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Touch those that are dealing with a spirit of heaviness, causing them to be depressed. Oh, God, we pray for those that are bereaved on tonight, for every family, Lord God. So many families are bereaved. They're bereaved tonight, Lord God, as a result of losing a loved one, Father God. I can't call all the names, God, but you know, you sit high and you look low. And so, God, we pray. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of this nation. God, we pray, Father God, that you would rest, rule, and abide in the earthly realm, Lord God. God, we know that if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, where would we be? And so, God, we release your anointing in the earthly realm. We release right now, Father God, your spirit and your power. Father God, even on this line, God, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord God, even now, what you are doing. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Listen, right quick, somebody is experiencing, glory to God, there's a lot of people experience unemployment, but there's a few, amen, connected to this line tonight that if God don't do it, amen, you literally have thought about giving up. Let me tell you something. I bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus and command it to go into dry places in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of heaviness that causes doom and gloom and suicidal thoughts and tendencies. You will not end your life in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die and declare the word of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, Lord God. And God, we prophesy. We prophesy to the four corners of the earth. Hallelujah. The north, the south, the east, and the west wind. We prophesy that money will navigate itself and find favor in the name of Jesus. Favor and money will navigate, oh, glory to God, to the pockets of men and women in the Messiah, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. We prophesy now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak, Lord God, to the heavenly realm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and let it manifest in the earthly realm, oh God. We speak to every household that is suffering lack in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that money and favor will navigate, Lord God, to every address in the name of Jesus, every city, every county, in the mighty name of Jesus, every state, God, where necessary, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, there are no boundaries, no limitations, no restrictions, oh God, under the apostolic anointing. And God, we release now, we release your power and glory, oh God, to every household, oh God, Lord God, that is experiencing lack. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that every bill is paid, every obligation is met by the power of God. God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And so we go to Mark 5. Amen. Mark 5 and 25. Glory to God. Mark 5 and 25. We're going to talk about a woman tonight who she had issues. She had what we have, issues. Amen. Glory to God. And so we're going to talk about this woman briefly on tonight. The woman, you all may know the story. I've heard of the story. The woman with the issue of blood. Glory to God. In Mark 5, the 25th chapter, amen. I tell you, I'm being real tonight. I wasn't feeling well. They're doing a lot of work in my area, my community, in my parking lot. Amen. And I got so sick today. and I just bless God. Amen. I feel a little bit of woozy. That's the word, a little woozy. Amen. Coming to you, amen, with the migraine. But the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus in my own life. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I was not going to cancel this one to another day. I said, no, I'm going to press through. Amen. I'm a persevere. I'm motivated. I got the strength. I'm pulling on the strength of God. I'm empowered by his power. Amen. And I have the faith to press on tonight. So Mark 5th, chapter 25th verse, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. We're talking about the monkey in the middle. Amen. And had suffered many things, verse 26, of many physicians, and spent all, not some, but all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Amen. So our scenery tonight is a woman who had an issue of blood for a long time. The Bible says for 12 years, for a long time. Amen. And you women know, you know, on a monthly basis, amen, we menstruate, if you please, amen. We have cycles and periods where the body cleanses itself, amen. And I used to always ask God, how could something so painful and something so nasty be so cleansing? Amen. Glory to God. So this woman had an issue of blood. Don't know if it was cancer, because you know there are different types of cancers. One in which I know, and I can't even call it at the moment, ovarian cancer, thank you, God. Ovarian cancer, very serious form of cancer, amen, a very serious form. However, if caught in time, is one of the easiest types of cancer that can be cured if you catch it on time, amen. Glory to God. That's just about with any cancer, maybe some cancers, amen, but I know for sure ovarian cancer. I had two friends that died from ovarian cancer, just, you know, bled extra a month, just extra a month, and I'm going to that, and never went. And by the time they did go, it was too late. The cancer had spread over the majority of their body. Amen. Rest in peace, Sister Marie, awesome sister in the Lord. Amen. And so this woman had bled out for 12 years. She had an issue. Amen. Can I tell you that we all have issues? Maybe not bleeding for a long period of time like this woman did, but we have other issues in our bloodline and have been passed down through generation to generation. Amen. Some may deal with that spirit of perversion that brings homosexuality and lesbianism. Some may deal from that same strong man pornography. You know, you just, you know, sex, you know, just open yourself up to sexual devices and sexual things. Amen. So, you know, we don't want to always tell people, listen, your issue may not be my issue and vice versa, but an issue is an issue, whether it lasts a long time or not. There are people, amen, that may be listening to this broadcast on tonight that you have been dealing with a certain issue, amen, for a long period of time. And because you think that you're an island all by yourself and you can't talk to nobody and, you know, nobody knows the trouble you see, you chose to keep it to yourself. Amen. But listen, when you have an issue, an issue will kill you. An issue will wipe you out. Amen. There are some times where we understand privacy and we understand secrets and we got that part. Amen. But after a while, that thing will whoop you to the core. You have to tell somebody. I'm going to just tell God. Well, that's cool. You can tell, you know, tell God all about it. But in the book of James, I believe the 5th chapter, it said, confess to one another. Confess your faults one to the other, that you may be healed. That you may be healed. Could it be because I am still dealing with this particular issue, because now, you know, we're living in a time where we don't trust nobody. I ain't trusting nobody. I ain't saying nobody because, you know, back in the days, I don't know about now, but I know back in the days, you know, growing up in church, you get these people to stand up and they give these grandiose testimonies, and I thank and praise God for this, and I thank and praise God for that. And, you know, and then they start talking your business. They start talking about what they had to do for you. They start talking about how you was going through. So I understand, you know, people don't want to talk to or confide in people. But if you have a foundation, your foundation is built upon the rock of Jesus Christ, and it's built on God, and you have a relationship with the Lord, ask God if it get to you that bad. Some people have issues that it eats the hell out of them. It just eats them bad. It's cancerous. It starts eating from the inside out. If you ever dealt with unforgiveness, oh, I dealt with unforgiveness before. If you ever dealt with unforgiveness in your life, let me tell you something. Unless you expose that thing and get that thing out of your system, it's bad. It's like a bad habit. It's like, you know, you're trying to stop smoking, or you're trying to stop drinking. You know, it will eat at you. It will nag you and nag you and nag you until you get over and get that issue or whatever that thing is you're dealing with. Until you get it out, it will eat you to the core. It will grow up in you. I'm talking about things that happened to me. I'm talking about being molested at 5. I'm talking about being molested at 11 and 12 years old by a family member. Y'all ain't hearing me. Glory to God. See, I told you, I put mine out there on the line. Glory to God. I put mine out there on that laundry line. Glory to God, because I'm delivered from that. But there was a time where I held unforgiveness in my heart, and I held bitterness in my heart. And it wasn't until I went to a revival at my church, and my apostle told me, you got to get that thing out of there. You got to forgive that person. How can I forgive them and they're dead? And that's when I learned, that's the day that I got my deliverance, and that's the day that I learned that forgiveness was not for the offender. The forgiveness was for the victim. The forgiveness was for Rose. It was for me. I had to forgive a dead man in order for me to get my deliverance. Come on here. I'm telling you. So I know what it is to have issues and to hold and harbor unforgiveness in my heart, and to harbor bitterness, and I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm disgusted and busted, I'm tired, I'm in the mustard trying to catch up. Glory to God. Why? Because somebody took something away from me. Why? Because somebody violated me. Why? Because somebody took something very precious and dear to me, and it was called me. Amen. And I had to find, they got a song out now, I forgot the name of the song, but it one of the lines in the song, I had to lose you to love me. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to lose people to love you. You got to lose that marriage to love you. You have to lose that friendship, that kinship. You have to lose that friend just to find you all over again. Because sometimes, just sometimes, we get lost in the shuffle. Sometimes we lose ourselves trying to appease and trying to please everybody else, and we lose ourselves. And that song says so simple, glory to God, I had to lose you to love me. I had to let you go to find out who I was. I had to let you go. I had to let that situation go. I had to let that relationship go. I had to let this person go. I had to let that thing go because I was losing myself. I had to let that weed go. Come on, y'all. I had to let that lie go. I had to let that issue go. I had to let that unforgiveness go. I had to detach myself. Oh, glory to God, from those sexual desires. I had to let that go to find me because I lost myself. Oh God, glory to God. There was a monkey that was in the middle of my story. Glory to God. It's so easy, it seems, to write a book or to sing a song. Amen. But something about that middle part is when you begin to go through something heavy. Amen. We call it process. Amen. Oh, glory to God. If I was just to take it, I'm going to get back to my text. Amen. Glory to God. If I could just take a woman, oh, glory to God. Well, I, a man perm the hair too. But if I just take myself, how about I use me? Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You get your hair relaxed. Why? Because your hair is knotty. Your hair is nappy. Amen. And you're not happy. Glory to God. You need the comb to go all the way through to your hair. Amen. Through your hair. Amen. And it's called process. Some people back in the day used to call it process or a permanent. Amen. Glory to God. It straightened out your hair. But that process that you had to go through, you know, you got to put the Vaseline around the edges so it don't burn. You gotta part your hair down the middle, amen, and then part it across. And so you got four sections. So you work on one section at a time, and you have to comb. Some people, when they put that relax in that permanent hair, then they got to get that comb. Glory to God, and they got to comb that hair. Why? Because it's a process before, amen, you get straight hair. There is a process that you go through. And I just want to bust somebody bubble on tonight. Whoever said that we, the children of God, need to trust the process, I'm sorry, boo-boo, they lied to you. You don't, there's no scripture that I found, and I stand to be corrected. Amen. Where God said trust the process, he said trust God and lead not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct you. Better not trust no process. Listen, when I got my hair relaxed the other day, glory to God, amen, and she began to process and work that stuff through, amen. Suppose it started burning, then she would have had to forget about the rest of the process. Oh, glory be to God, and wash my hair out. Why? Because it would have begun to burn in one section. It's no way in the work of some things don't work all the time. Glory to God. Amen. So I don't trust the middle. I don't trust the process. I trust God during the process. Amen. Because you don't know if you're going to make it out alive after the process is over. Amen. You don't know how far the process you're able to go. But if you trust God and lean back to your own understanding, I guarantee you he is a God upon the God of the living. Amen. And God will bring you out. Amen. And so we're talking about this woman, amen, who had a monkey on her back. Glory to God. Amen. Right smack down in the middle, amen, and she bled, the Bible says, for 12 years, amen, and she suffered many things of many doctors, amen. I could imagine having an issue, and listen here, you know how it go when you go to one doctor, you got acid reflux, but you don't know you got it, amen. You got something wrong with you, amen, something going on in your body, amen. The symptoms are there, and you're feeling it, and you don't understand what's going on in your body, amen. So the first thing we do, we call, make an appointment, and then we go, and we go to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you know, I don't know, I don't see anything. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a referral, amen, and I'm going to send you to a specialist, and then you go to a specialist, and then you go to another specialist, and then you go, and you get a second opinion, and you get a third opinion, you get a fourth opinion, amen. Guess what? Who you think paying for all them doctor visits? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Some people, look at here, this woman didn't have no Medicaid. How I know she didn't have Medicaid? How I know she didn't have Medicare? How I know she didn't have Obamacare? Because the Bible says she spent all she had, every dime I could imagine, amen, just building my case, amen, glory to God, amen. Her savings was gone, her checking was gone, glory to God, her 401k was gone, amen, her money was gone, she spent everything she had, she was all out, glory to God, and the Bible says, the B-I-B-L-E, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, after all this woman did to try to deliver, hallelujah, deliver her own self out of everything that you're doing to try to beat depression and try to battle the spirit of heaviness and try to battle bondage, the spirit of bondage. Glory to God, drinking and smoking, amen, and righteous living and sexual addictions. Glory to God, after all you trying to do, glory to God, the Bible says that she didn't get no better, that she didn't do nothing but get worse, amen. But then the Bible says, amen, there was a shifting, amen, right there in the middle, amen, of her life. Glory to God, that monkey had to get off her back. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says that she heard, when she heard of Jesus, how many have heard of Jesus? When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press have a woman that's sick. Amen. Glory to God. That's sick now. It could have been sick unto death, although we know the word of God says not all sicknesses are unto death. Amen. But there are some sicknesses that are in our bodies, or some sicknesses that we experience in our soulish realm. Glory to God, so that God's glory can be revealed. Amen. And so there was a whole bunch of people just setting up the scene. Amen. Glory to God. But she heard Jesus was coming. Amen. That Jesus was passing on through. Oh, glory to God. And she pressed her way through. She pressed her way through the crowds. Amen. Now, let me explain something to you. Whatever the issue of blood was, I can only speak from experience. And I know, glory to God, when I would bleed out, oh, glory to God, every month, every 28 days, every 29, every 30 days, ever how many long days, amen, that you have your cycle. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. You in pain. Oh, come on here. Glory to God. Your back hurts. Amen. Feet swell. Amen. No, let me just talk about me. My back hurts. Glory to God. My abdomen feel like somebody cut out my gut. Oh, glory be to God. My face begins to hurt. My feet swell. I get bloated. I get an appetite. I get a craving for chocolate and potato chips. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me on this line. Amen. So I could just imagine in my humanity what this woman of God, what this woman, I say woman of God, but what this woman was experienced. She had experienced no friends. Oh, how do I know no friends? Listen, in the Bible days, amen, if you had any type of issue, if you had any type of bleeding dysfunction or bleeding disability, you were considered unclean. Nobody would be on the same side of the road, street, avenue, court, terrace, place. Nobody would be on the same side with you. They would ridicule you. They would mock you. They would call you names, and they would yell out, unclean, unclean. Oh, my God. Can you imagine this woman that already was dealing with an issue of blood in her body? What she had to deal with? She had to deal with being rejected by people. Oh, yes, she did. She was experiencing rejection. I can imagine she was experiencing some type of anger issue. Amen. So one issue led to another issue. And this is why the Bible tells us that we shall guard our hearts and our minds. Glory to God. Why? Because when one spirit come in, it wants to move a whole bunch of other spirits in with it. Amen. Glory to God. It's like rearranging your furniture in your house. You know how we do sometimes. We move the couch to the other wall, and we move the table, and we like to just shift things and move things around. And that's what the enemy desires. He desires, amen, not to just sift you as weak. Glory to God. Amen. But he desires to shift you out of your position. If he can make you and allow you, amen, glory to God. If he could persuade you, rather, amen, glory to God, to get from loving God. If he could persuade you from praying. If he could persuade you from reading your Bible. If he could persuade you, even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of a crisis, even in the midst of a dying war, if he could persuade you to give up and renege on your God. If he could persuade you and tell you that God is not real. Oh, yes, he will do that. He will get in your mind and tell you, child, you may as well, the girl, please, you know, child, where your God at now? He will try you. He will, yes, he will. He will try you, but look at God. God will try the reins of your heart. God will see, amen, God will allow situations to occur in your life just to see if you really love him or not, just to see where your faith was. You see, God, amen, glory to God, in Job, in the book of Job, amen, God tested Job's faith, but Job was the kind of man the Bible say that he hated sin. Amen. He hated evil. He was a man of God who loved God, and he upbraided not, and he eschewed evil. Amen. Glory to God. And then God has this conversation, amen, with Satan, and he says, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. Have you considered my servant Rose? Have you considered my servant Maria? Have you considered, put your name right there. Can God consider you when you got a monkey riding your back, when there's a monkey in the middle trying to prevent you from getting to your destination, when there's a monkey in the middle of your life, in the middle of your story, in the middle of your table of contacts, was going through, with all the mockery that she was going through. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. With all of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. With all that she was going through, amen, she still had the faith of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I admonish you all tonight, amen, to press beyond. Glory to God. To press beyond. To press beyond. Glory to God. Glory to God. We love the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And so the Bible said when she just heard of Jesus, amen, she had to make her way. Listen, some of us heard of Jesus, and guess what? Some of us know Jesus. And do we have a press? Hallelujah. Do we have a press in our spirit? Amen. Do we really want to press to get to know him more? And the Bible says she heard and she pressed, amen, and she touched his garment, amen. Could you imagine this woman, oh, glory to God, this woman of faith. Can you imagine this woman, this broken woman, this broken but soon to be healed woman? Some of us that are on this line tonight, you are broken. Oh, glory be to God, you are broken because of what somebody did to you. Oh, God, glory, I'm on the O.C. Glory to God, you are broken because what happened to you when you was a child. You are broken still. Amen. You never got healed from that thing. You never got delivered from that thing. Oh, glory to God, if you don't get healed, glory to God, this may be your life. Amen. Glory to God. But this woman had a pressing in her soul. She had a pressing attitude. Everything about her, amen, she knew she couldn't give up. She said, I'm going to try one more time. I know you wanted to probably take your life. I know you probably want to throw in the towel, but God threw it back and said, wait a minute, not so, daughter. Wait a minute, not so, son. Wait a minute, not so, brother. Not so, father, mother, sister, brother, auntie, uncle, cousin, whoever. Amen. He said, not so. It ain't over until I say it's over. Oh, glory be to God. And the Bible says that the woman pressed through the crowd. You got to understand, amen, Jesus probably, no doubt, was supposed to be passing in the way in which he was passing. Amen. Glory to God. And the woman just got, she just heard, amen, heard that he was coming through. Amen. Glory to God. Could you imagine, amen, not having any food in your refrigerator, not having any money in your pocket, and all of a sudden, glory, glory to God, and an unexpected cash drop comes through by way of Cash App. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. See, I was there. Glory to God. I told you, this is scars tonight, severely cut and recovered strong. There's a lot of people that are severely cut, that are severely damaged, that are severely bruised, that are severely forsaken, amen, severely bleeding, amen, but you can recover strong. I'm coming tonight on my own broadcast and telling you, glory to God, that you've been severely cut, you've been battered, you've been bruised, you've been wounded, oh, glory be to God, but you can recover strong. There is hope for you, yes, there is hope for your condition tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so this woman, glory to God, this woman presses beyond the brinks. Amen. Glory to God. She presses. Amen. Glory to God. She presses through. Amen. And she said, if I could just get to Jesus. Amen. How many of us tonight? Amen. Even when the monkey is not just riding your back, but the monkey in the middle. You know, they used to have a game called Monkey in the Middle. I used to love Monkey in the Middle when I was a little kid. Amen. Glory to God. And you stand in the middle and somebody gets the ball. Amen. And they try to hit you and you got to duck and you got to move. Amen. Glory to God. But guess what? God don't want us, amen, to play the monkey in the middle. Glory to God. God wants us. Amen. He don't want us to shuffle around and move around because glory to God, somebody is trying to hit us. Amen. Because whether you know it or not, we do have an opponent. Whether you know it or not, we do have an adversary called the devil. Oh, glory to God. We do have an enemy. Glory to God. Amen. But whatever the monkey is that's in the middle, God wants you to stand flat. Put it in the midst, oh, glory to God, of your situation, in the midst of the middle, right there, smack down in the middle. God don't want you to move around in the middle, glory to God, because God says, I hit them high, you hit them low. God God. And so this woman hears of Jesus, and she makes and she presses her way tonight. Anybody got to press on tonight? Oh, glory to God. I'm about to pull my hair. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to have a press in your soul. You got to have a press in your spirit, despite how it looks, despite what it feels like. You got to keep your press. I dare you to say to somebody on tonight, I'm going to keep my press. I'm going to keep my press. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says in verse 28, for she said, if I may touch. Now, she's asking. Why? Because that's where her faith kicked in at. And she said, if I may touch. She's talking to Jesus, if I may touch. But his clothes, I shall behold. Listen, she may have not been having a conversation with another person. Maybe she was just having a conversation with herself. I got anybody on the line tonight that talks to themselves every now and then? Well, the people used to say, you know, it's okay to talk to yourself, but don't answer yourself. Look, I do both, and I ain't crazy. Oh, glory be to God. I'm trying to weigh the situation out. I'm trying to make sure that it's feasible and it's conducive for this or conducive for that. So I believe that the woman began to reason within herself. She was trying to find a way. Ah, God, how can I come out of this? Oh, glory be to God. How can I come out of this? God, I know, God, I don't put myself in this mess. I don't put myself in this predicament. I don't self-cut myself. I don't self-bruise myself. I don't self-damage myself. Now, God, I need a strategy. God, I need a plan. Amen. God, I need an exit sign. God, I need a way. God, you got to make a way out of no way. God, I know you to be a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness. Oh, glory to God, my God. That is who you are, God. I know. Now, and I believe that she started reasoning with herself. And she said, if I could just touch. I don't need to touch nothing else. But if I could just touch her clothes. If I could just get next to his clothes. Oh, glory be to God. If I could just get close enough to where I could just touch something, oh, glory to God, by way of contact, by point of contact. Oh, glory to God, they used to have handkerchiefs in the biblical days. Amen, glory to God. Amen, Peter and John, when they walked past people, amen, the Bible says their shadow began to heal. People, that there was power in the shadow. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. And so this woman started to say, you know what, if I could just touch him, I could get close. Oh, God, how close do you want to be to God? If I could just get close enough just to touch his clothes, I shall be whole. See, she had them forgot all about the things that people were saying about her. She had them forgot about her issue. What happens when you forget about your issue? What happens when the issue is never to return again? What happens when unforgiveness leaves the set? Y'all ain't saying that to me. What happens when these addictions leave the set? What happens when you get delivered? What happens when you're healed? Oh, glory to God. What happens when you are made whole? Only when you come in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. She said, I shall. If I could just touch what is closed, I shall be whole. Amen. She knew that before she even touched him. And the Bible says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Oh, glory to God. It is hard, beloved, to come in contact with the Almighty God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It is impossible to come in contact with an Almighty healer. Amen. And nothing never changes in your life. I beg to differ with people that go to church every Sunday. Oh, glory to God. Day in and day out, Bible study. Every week, every 2 weeks. Oh, glory to God. Prayer service, evangelistic service, if you please. Every Friday night. I beg to differ. Amen. Glory to God. How is it that we go to all of these services on a daily basis? Glory to God. And nothing, and nothing never changes. You still got the same old nasty attitude. You still got the same old wicked ways. You still got the same manipulated demon. Oh, glory be to God. You still got the selfish spirit. Oh, glory to God. But you go to church on Sunday. You go to Bible study every other Tuesday and Wednesday. Amen. You go to evangelistic service every Friday. You go to Sunday night service. Amen. You go to Fifth Sunday Union service. And you still nasty as hell. You still, glory to God, can't forgive your brother. You still stingy. You still greedy. You still lustful. Grocia de Messiah. Ooh, glory to God. I don't apologize. Glory to God. We need deliverance tonight. That's what scars is all about. Severely cut and you got to recover strong. Glory to God. There is, oh, glory to God. It is something after this. Glory to God. After this pandemic, it is God's glory. You will see God's glorious soul. A woman touches him. She touches him and his garment. And she said, I know if I touch him, I'll be made whole. She already had the faith to believe. We don't have the faith to believe that God can do a new thing in our life. We don't have the faith to believe that if God spoke it, shall he not do it? And if he said it, shall he not bring it to pass? We don't have the faith to believe that why are we serving God if we don't believe? Help thou my unbelief. In Jesus, verse 30, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned the power had left out of him. Maybe not all the power, but enough energy, enough surge, glory to God, enough power, amen, was left from Jesus, enough for him to turn about in the press. That press had multitudes. Glory to God. That press had multitudes of people. There was people of all kinds. Amen. Glory to God. How is it that somebody touches me and I'm able to identify out of all of these multitudes, out of all of these hundreds or thousands of people, I'm able to identify that some virtue have left my body because somebody's faith, oh God, somebody's faith connected with my virtue. Glory to God. How much faith do you have that will connect to the power of a living God? Oh, glory to God. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, that he started to turn about in the press and he began to say, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? And his disciples, verse 31 says, and his disciples said to him, Jesus, you see all these people around here, all these people thronging you and pressing up against you. How is it that you say, who touched me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even the disciples, they didn't have enough spirituality to know that Jesus wasn't the Almighty Osiah. Jesus wasn't just talking about no natural touch. He wasn't talking about a natural, somebody just bumped against my butt. Somebody just bumped against my back. Somebody just touched my arm. Somebody was just trying to beat me in a grocery store and rubbed up against my neck. No, Jesus wasn't talking about that kind of touch. Glory to God, but it was that kind of touch. Glory to God, it was that spiritual thing. It's that thing when you get before God. Oh, glory to God, and you get before God in prayer after you done fasted, amen, after you done empty out of your soul. It's that touch, glory to God, that when you get before God in his presence, oh, glory to God, and your praises begin to touch heaven. Glory to God, and then heaven begins to touch you. Oh, not by me, Osiah. Glory to God. When was the last time that you got a chance to touch heaven? And when was the last time that heaven touched you back? Oh, glory to God, if you connect and if you touch with Jesus, Jesus will touch you back. If you touch Jesus, Jesus will touch you back. He's just that kind of man. Glory to God. He said, who touched my clothes? Glory to God, who touched me? And Bible says, verse 32, and he looked about to see her that had done this thing. How was it? I done read this a whole lot of times. Matter of fact, this is what I like my book on. Lord, stop the bleeding. Let's deal with the issue. Coming live to a theater near you. Stay tuned for it here. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. How was it that Jesus was able, get this, that Jesus was able to identify, call this woman out, identify her, put her on the spot, identify her with all of those many people that he was around? He wanted to know who was it that did this thing. You see, crying does not allow or cause God to identify. The Bible says that we were made in the likeness, created in his likeness and image. So every now and then. Jesus should be able to find us, to identify us. How does Christ identify us? Well, the Bible got it on my side. The Bible says, by the love, woo, Jesus, but not the hate, not the racism, not the criticism, oh, glory to God, not even the heaviness, the depression, the whatever that we're going through, the monkey in the middle, glory to God, God says, listen here, by the love that you have, one for the other, by this is how I'm able to know that you are my disciples. This is how I'm able, oh, glory to God, to identify my people is by the love that they have one for the other. This woman heard of Jesus, and she knew that if I could connect with this person, if I could connect to God, if I could just get to God, I know I'm going to be made whole. So Jesus identifies his people through love. Not only love, he identifies us through faith, because this woman already had a conversation with herself and said, I know, if I touch his clothes, I know him. I mean, I know. I would know, listen here, it's a wrap. Listen, blood, you may as well start drying yourself. Ah, no, my side. You want to, listen here, alcohol, you may as well get missing now. Listen here, listen here, weed. Listen, you might as well get gone. You might as well get ghost right now, because after I touch Jesus, after I connect with Jesus, after I connect with the way maker, after I connect with the man that died for me on Calvary, it's a wrap. You ought to look at somebody, if you got somebody in your dining room, and say it's a wrap. It's over. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everything that you experienced in your childhood, everything that you experienced in your adolescence, everything that you experienced in your teenage years, everything that you experienced in your adult life, everything you experienced up until now, if you just connect with Jesus, if you touch him, he'll touch you back. Glory be to God. I'm loving you right now, God. Amen. And he looked around. He wanted to know who did this. And so the Bible says in verse 33, but the woman fearing and trembling, she was afraid, knowing what was done in her. In. God, none of my side. I was to do something in you, not on you. In you, because when God does something on the inside, hey God, the soul says something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life! Something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change! And we need God like never before to do it on the inside. Somebody lift your hands right where you are and say, Lord, do it in me. Do it on the inside of me. Do it on the inside of my soul, where my mind, will, and emotions are. Do it in me, Lord. Glory to God. So the woman became trembling and she was fearful. Amen. Because she knew what took place in her. Amen. Because she had already spoken it in the beginning. Remember? She said, if I could just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. If I could just get to him, I'll be made whole. And so she was doing what the Bible says to do, to speak those things that are not as though they were. She was speaking how she wanted to feel on the inside. She was already speaking it out of her mouth. And this is why I tell people, you better be careful of what you say. I'm broke. I ain't got no money. Oh, I wish I did. No, I'm temporarily out of funds at the present time. Amen. But in just a few more days, baby, I'm gonna have some. I trust you. And God's gonna make me the lender and not the borrower. Amen. Glory to God. So the woman became afraid. She knew what was done inside her body. She came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. I believe she sat there and told Jesus all about her struggles, all about her problems. She began to tell Jesus, glory to God, Jesus already knows your struggles. He already knows Glory to God. There's not a friend. I believe that's what she began to tell Jesus, like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Even though she was shaking and she was scared and she was trembling because she didn't know after she gets that encounter, that face-to-face with Jesus, you know, she didn't know what to expect, but she knew what to expect. Amen. She not what she expected, but she knew what she felt in her body. She knew, amen, up until the time that when she connected her faith with the power of God, she already knew that she was healed within herself. And so I believe she began to sing Jesus a lullaby, and she began to sing all around, and the people just looking at her, and she began to say, Jesus knows all about my struggles. Hey, God. And he will guide until the day, oh, is done. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, 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 not one, and none else can heal all of my soul's diseases. No, no, not one, no. Y'all today. Jesus knows. Listen, your mother may not know, your father may not know, you may have not told nobody in your family, but Jesus knows all about. He knows every time, glory to God, that the tear falls on your pillow at night. Jesus knows. He knows every time that you go in your secret place, in your closet. He knows, glory to God, all about your struggles. But guess what? I got good news for you today. He will guide you until the day is done. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No. No, 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 not one. And so Jesus says, who touched me? Glory to God. And verse 34 says, amen, as the woman began to fall down and begin to tell him all about her struggles. And I believe this woman had enough time, amen, that it was just her and Jesus. Glory to God. It's so possible that you could be in the midst of so many people, amen, and you could still hear the voice of God. Oh, my Dios, oh, glory to God. I don't care where you are in your life, you're able to still hear the voice of God. You begin to be the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, crying out for help. SOS, Jesus. SOS, here, my God. Oh, glory to God. What about me? Oh, glory to God. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 34 that Jesus said unto her daughter, amen, glory to God. Had to be. So listen here. Oh, glory to God. I've seen this so many times today. I got me a little revelation. Amen. Why would he call her daughter? Oh, glory be to God. Amen. For as many that are called by God are the sons and daughters of God. Oh, glory be to God. This woman, I don't even know if this woman was saved. Don't even know if this woman had a relationship with God. Oh, glory be to God. But that woman had faith down on the inside. Amen. The Bible says that every man was given a measure of faith. Glory to God. My measure may not be your measure, and your measure may not be my measure. Amen. But each and every one of us has a mustard seed of faith. Oh, glory be to God. And if you got faith the size of a the Bible says that you can speak. Oh, glory, you don't have to climb that mountain of depression. You don't have to let that monkey ride your back. You don't have to have that monkey in the middle of your life. Glory to God, but you can speak to that mountain, and it shall be according to the word of God, according to your faith, it shall be moved. Oh, glory be to God. And so faith connected from the woman to the power that was in Jesus Christ and her blood. The blood that was in that woman connected. Glory to God. Connected to the blood that was in Jesus. That was said, glory to God for the remission of your tears and mine and everything that that lady was going through, everything that woman was experiencing in her body, everything that you are experiencing in your body. Man of God, woman of God, if you just let your blood become Jesus' blood, and he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. I want to exchange your blood and I want to give you mine, because my blood represents life. My blood represents joy. My blood represents the peace of God, and man will never understand it, because the Lord will give me the peace of God that passes all a man's understanding. Ooh, let the line say amen. Amen. I had a migraine, but I ain't got no migraine no more, because I touched Jesus, and Jesus touched me back. Oh, glory be to God. Listen, amen. Daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Now, the Bible didn't say a faith made her healed. Come on, Jesus. He said your faith has made you whole. Oh, glory be to God. I want to tell you tonight on the line, you got people that's living today, and they're living as a healed person. They're living as a healed woman. They're living as a healed man. But they have not been whole. They have not been made whole. Glory to God. They are healed, but they are not whole. Can I tell you something tonight, beloved? Jesus wants you healed and whole. He wants you healed and whole. Yes, he healed the infirmity. He healed the issue in the woman's body. That was the physical infirmity, because she was bleeding for 12 years. That was one issue. Well, the other issues that she needed to be made whole in, you see, understanding that God is concerned with your whole man, with your total man. That's the man from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot. Oh, glory be to God. God just don't want you to be healed in your body from sickness, but he wants you to be whole from financial distress. He wants you to be whole in every area of your life. So, yes, she got healed, amen, from an infirmity that she was bleeding for so long. But yes, she got made whole. Whole from what? Whole because she was rejected. She got whole. She never didn't have to feel rejected anymore. You don't have to feel rejected anymore. You don't have to be the one to feel guilty by what somebody else did to you when you was a child. You don't have to carry that burden no more. You don't have to carry that monkey no more. And you don't have to be the monkey in the middle no more, because in the middle of you feeling the way you feel, God will come in the midst. Oh, glory be to God. He said, we're two or three are gathered. There I am in the midst. You ought to make a middle for the Lord. You ought to make a middle for the Holy Ghost. You ought to make a middle, glory to God, so God can come in and clean you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, and take out all the malice, and take out all the lust, take out all the jealousy and the scars, take out all the bitterness and the anger, take in the unforgiveness out, take in out everything that you felt, glory to God, and he will make you whole. He told him, he said, now you could go in peace. See, there's a process to this thing. God will heal you. He'll make you whole. Oh, glory to God. Listen, when he made her whole, I bet she had more money than she ever had. Remember, she spent everything she had. So Jesus could have just healed her in her body and just said, oh, well, you healed in your body. Go on now, little girl. Go ahead, run on, lad. Amen. Glory to God. But he loved the lady. Amen. Because the lady's faith had touched his heart. Oh, glory be to God. Faith coming by hearing. She heard that Jesus was coming to town. Amen. And hearing by the word of God. The word of God was spoken from the person, from the word himself. Because in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And he said, not only, amen, am I going to heal your infirmity. Not only am I going to heal your body. Not only am I going to heal your disease. But I'm going to make you whole. You're not going to feel rejected anymore. You're not going to feel heaviness no more. You're not going to feel depression, suicidal thoughts no more. You're not going to be wanting to kill yourself no more. You're not going to be broke no more. Oh, yeah, he's saying nothing today. Oh, glory to God. And then after he made a hole, he healed her. He made a hole from the top to the bottom. And then he said, go in peace. Oh, glory to God. After God comes in the middle, glory to God, he'll fight with that monkey in the middle. He'll fight with that thing that's been wrestling with you. He'll fight with that thing that you've been battling with. Oh, glory to God. He'll release Gabriel and Michael out of heavenly angels on assignment. Oh, glory to God. And he'll kill that monkey that's in the middle. He'll kill that thing that been robbing you in your sleep. He'll kill that thing that been robbing you at nighttime. He'll kill that thing that you've been battling with called nightmares. Y'all ain't saying nothing today. He said, go in peace. Be whole of the plague. She had many of them in her life. She was broke, busted, and disgusted in the mustard trying to catch up to who she lost herself to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Glory to God. Go in peace, my friend. Go in peace, my sister. Go in peace, my brother. Glory to God. The monkey of heaviness, depression, that thing that is in the middle of your life that you can't just seem to get over it or through it. That monkey in the middle, that chapter in your life, that it appears as even though you started, you just can't seem to finish. Oh, glory to God. And God says that I am the author and the finisher of your faith. He that began a good work is able to perform it and able to complete it. Oh, glory be to God. And if the enemy can persuade you to give up just because of the middle process, just because of what's going on in the middle, or if he can move you out of your position, then it appear as though he got you, but you got the press. Amen. Just like the woman did, she pressed. Amen. She pressed until she was able to connect with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. How can I? Oh, glory to God. How can I connect with Jesus? I can pray to him because I know that when I open up my mouth and I begin to pray, amen, that my prayers will touch heaven's throne. Oh, glory to God. I told you before that if you touch Jesus, if you make an effort to even give Jesus a try, give Jesus a try. Amen. Give Jesus a try. Glory to God. If you touch him, he'll touch you back. Oh, glory to God. This woman has stated and brought five held on to every piece of strength she had. And in spite of no doubt being ostracized and criticized, called everything but a child of God, out of money, no money, broke, busted, and disgusted, feeling like absolutely all hope was gone, she managed to find her way to Jesus. What would it take for you, amen, to find your way to Jesus? Oh, glory to God. Does God have to do something bad? Does God have to allow sickness and infirmity to overtake your body? Amen. For you to come to him, for you to find your way. Oh, glory to God, to find your way to Jesus. But we must learn, amen, how to press beyond what the situation looks like. Amen. Because why? We are on the brink of a miracle. Amen. Just because this woman pressed her way to Jesus through the crowd. Amen. There were so many people. You got to press, beloved, through the crowd. You got to press between the supervisor on the job. You got to press between the co-workers. Amen. Whatever it takes for you to get through to Jesus. Amen. You got to knock down all barriers and all walls. You got to come clean with God. Amen. You come clean with God and God will clean you up. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I encourage you on tonight that if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you don't know him in the front of your sins, allow me to suggest tonight, amen, Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, that the word of God is not deep even in your mouth. Oh, glory to God, you got more power than you thought you had, but you won't open your mouth. Amen, we let the devil seal our lips with polygrip. Oh, glory be to God. imagine if the devil could close your mouth and if he could fill your lips. Oh, glory be to God. If he could cut your vocal cords. If he could stop you from talking. If he could stop you from opening up your mouth. If he could cause you to have laryngitis when it's time to pray. If he could allow your throat to start to hurt when it's time to pray. If he could allow you, oh, glory to God, to forget everything. Oh, glory to God, to get you out of your position. Oh, glory be to God. We could deal with that monkey in the middle. He got to go today. Glory to God. He wants to shut your mouth up. He don't want you to open your mouth. Amen. Because he knows if you open your mouth, if you ever grab hold to God, if you ever get to touch Jesus, he knows his work is over. He knows it's a wrap. But according to Romans 10:8-9, he said the word of God is not even in thy mouth. It's right there closer. You're closer to the miracle than what you even think, than what you can even imagine. He said the word is right there, not even in your mouth. So you got to open up your mouth. And the next verse, I believe verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. Amen. And the next verse talks about that through your salvation, because you open your mouth and you confess to God. Oh, glory to God, that salvation was made through your confession. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know what the preacher told you. I don't know what the reverend told you. Amen. But according to the word of God, amen, if you act upon Romans 10:8-9, oh, glory be to God, then you shall be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Now the rest is up to you. You don't sign that contract. Amen. It was signed, sealed, and delivered with the blood of Jesus Christ. And after you signed that contract, you began to be, amen, glory to God, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. After you signed that contract with the blood of Jesus and through your confession, oh, glory be to God. Amen. You are now becoming an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That means that everything that God has is for you. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because you're now on a contract. And one thing about the contract, you once you sign it, you can't get out of it. You can't renege on it because he's married. Ah, glory to God, to the backslider. Amen. Glory to God. So once you come in contact with Jesus, it's hard to forget about the man who died for you. It's hard to forget about the man who made a way out of no way. It's hard to forget about the man that healed your body. Oh, glory be to God. It's hard to forget the man, amen, that picked you up and turned you around and placed your feet on solid ground. It's hard to forget about the man that is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, and a light in the darkness. It's hard to get away from the man that you now became attached with through your salvation, through your confession. Glory be to God. So if you're not saved, I admonish you. Amen. Glory to God, to give your heart to the Lord. Glory to God, it's such a pandemic time. Amen. Glory to God, living in a crisis, you could give your heart to the Lord and you could live for the Lord. Amen. Everybody has their own different timing. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let nobody discourage you. Don't let nobody tell you not saved. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that through your confession, salvation is made unto you. Glory to God. We thank and praise God so much. Amen. For your listening ear on tonight. I tell you, I started off with a migraine. Oh, glory be to God. But I'm here to declare and decree that I no longer have a headache. Glory to God that my head, I'm healed and whole, and I could go in peace after this broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you that's attached to this line. Amen. I see my sister on here tonight, my daughters. Amen. God bless you all on tonight. The Lord love you. Listen, while we're on Scars on tonight, I have a dear friend here in Georgia. Amen. Sister Fatrina Kirkendall. Amen. She's on the line with me tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And she has an awesome, awesome broadcast that airs on Sunday nights from 9:30 to 10:30. Amen. Glory to God. Look her up on Blog Talk Radio. Her name is Fuchina, Fouchina Kirkendall, Kirkendoll. And her blog is about the Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. You talk about some issues. Boy, I tell you, don't meet her there, beat her there. On 9:30 Block Talk Radio on Sunday night. Again, glory to God. We are on Stars every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. If you like to follow us or you like to email us, you can email us at scars.talk@gmail.com. We have a Facebook, Scars. After this broadcast, you're able to leave a comment if you like. Share with your in-laws, your outlaws. Share with your enemies. Amen. Glory to God. Those you know of and those you don't know of. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And our Instagram is stars.talk.inc. Listen, if you would like to know more about us, you can go on our website, www.stars-talk.org. That's www.scars-talk.org. If you would like to sow a seed into Scars Ministry, amen, you can go to the website and click on donations and allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Amen. Glory to God. It won't stop nobody from being a blessing and from giving. Amen, because you cannot be God-given. Okay, that's our show for tonight. We are truly blessed. I was blessed tonight by this word. Amen. The monkey in the middle. Time out for games. No more monkey in the middle. Amen. We're going to get through our beginning. We're going to get through our middle. Because guess what? Sometimes our middle, it determines our ending. Amen. The middle is the meatier part of the book. That's the meat. That's where it gets crunk at. Amen. So if the enemy could try to buffet you in the middle, amen, of your deliverance, y'all are hearing me. If he could try to get you in the middle, glory to God, and try to get you off course and off task and get you to give up, then there's no ending. Amen. Glory to God. So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel, because if you throw it in, God just might throw it back at you. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord love you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make it his face to shine upon you is our prayer. Once again, this is your host, your girl, bringing it live from Atlanta, the ATL. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Rose, I love you. Have a prosperous rest of the week. Don't let nothing get in your way. Be ye encouraged. Hold your head up. Keep it moving, because all things are moving in spite of how it looks or feels by the power of God. God bless you. This broadcast has now ended. Peace.